Welcome to the Get Cyber Smart Podcast, your 7 to 10 minute educational look into this crazy thing we call cyber. I am your host, retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Darren Mond. In this episode, I'm going to talk about an article that I saw this week about the 10 important cybersecurity statistics you need to know. So you're probably wondering, why am I doing this particular type of podcast? Well, as I go through my week, I read a lot of news stories about cybersecurity, cyber issues, cyber crime, cyber bad guys, cyber whatever. And this one was particularly interesting because it was the 10 cybersecurity stats you need to know. And I think that how this is written is very good and you need to know them. It's by Katie Reese from makeuseof.com. And so I recommend, I'll post a link in the liner notes of this where this website is. You can go look at it if you're so inspired to do so. But I wanted to talk about the stats because I think, again, as I like to say a lot, knowledge is protection. So the more you understand how bad the cybersecurity situation is out there, the more protected you're likely to be, the smarter you're going to be as you proceed through your life, understanding that there's bad stuff out there that's going to happen to people who don't use good cyber hygiene methodologies. And this particular article will highlight some of that. So it's easy to find if you want to. Again, I'll post a link to it. You can go find, yeah, well, you don't have to search very high and low to find it. So let's talk about these particular stats. The first one is a stat on the prevalence of phishing scams in the U.S. So phishing is an incredibly common, this is from the article, kind of cybercrime, as it can be very convincing and subtle in its nature, with even the most experienced internet users falling for such swindles. In fact, phishing was found to be the most prevalent digital crime in the U.S. in 2020. And it says with over 240,000 victims affected. Doesn't sound like a lot, but chances are that number is low because that is reported victims. Chances are there were people who were successfully phished and didn't report it. Because it may have led to ransomware, who knows what it may have led to, but it's a phishing continues to have popularity because it works, because people will always click the link. Number two, the phishing scam success rates in the U.S. It says, given that over 240,000 U.S. residents suffered a phishing attack in 2020, it's safe to say it's a scam that works. Yeah, no kidding. But in 2020, a staggering 74% of U.S. companies reported that they fell victim to a successful phishing attack. This is an incredibly alarming statistic and shows just how convincing and sophisticated phishing tactics have become. So think about that. 74% of U.S. companies reported they had a successful phishing. Doesn't mean they had a data breach. Just means that someone fell for a phished email or a phishing email. You know, a lot of those may be executives, may be people that you don't want falling victim to these kind of things, which can cause bad things to happen to your network, which is why your companies probably do phish testing. They do phishing tests, and someone always fails. I'm not aware of any companies that have 100% compliance when they do phishing tests. The most targeted industries for phishing in the U.S. Were within the tech industry. Not a surprise because, you know, bad guys know that those folks have money. They want to maybe steal information, stuff like that. So 71.8% of all phishing attacks recorded came from an impersonation attempt within the tech industry, which is kind of funny because you'd think the tech industry would know what the heck they're doing and should be able to protect themselves from this, but obviously they don't. So if they're the highest targeted ones, you can understand that other industries, probably the phishing success rates are even higher. Number four, ransomware attacks in the U.S. Ransomware is a commonly used cybercrime method, no kidding. In the first half of 2021, there were over 2,000 complaints made to the IC3, the Internet Crime Complaint Center, about ransomware, and these complaints amassed a loss of about $16.8 million in financial losses. 32% of the ransomware victims that reported it agreed to pay the ransom because sometimes you just need your data back. So it's one of those things. It's a fine line. Do you pay the ransom? Do you not pay the ransom? The FBI will tell you, don't pay the ransom. Other people will say, well, if you pay the ransom, then that just funnels them to continue to do it. Well, people are always going to pay the ransom, so they're going to continue to do it. If you can get away with getting your data back without needing to pay the ransom, absolutely do that. But if the only way to get your data back is to pay the ransom, you got to do what you got to do. Is there 100% likelihood you'll get your data back if you pay the ransom? Not really, but most of these ransomware groups are somewhat professional companies in themselves. They have customer support, which will help you get back to your data. The problem is, after you've done it, make sure you fix the problem that caused the ransomware attack in the first place. Frequency of ransomware attacks in the U.S. is number 5. Out of all the countries, we were number 1. Yay for us. we had 54.9% of all ransomware attacks were in the United States. Here's the big one, which is important for people to understand. Cybercrime and human error. A lot of cybercrimes conducted in the U.S. are successful as a result of human error. In fact, 95% of cybersecurity breaches are caused by human error, meaning some huge data leaks and financial losses have been the result of mistakes made by unknowing individuals or a company staff. This goes back to the phishing part. And most, the average employee has access to 11 million different files. So this is why cyber guys continue to use phishing and simple ways to get into networks because it's effective. 95% security, cybersecurity breaches because someone did something they weren't supposed to do. Again, someone always clicks the link. Number seven, how much is data breach damage? I'm glad you asked. The average cost in 2020, $3.86 million. The average cost in 2021, $4.24 million. The average cost in 2022, yet to be known, but it will be higher than it was in 2021. I can guarantee you that. And here's another stat from this. 212.4 million people were affected by data breaches in the U.S. in 2021, meaning 60% of the U.S. population had some form of their data compromised in 2021. Why? Well, because 95% of cybersecurity breaches are caused by human error. So it's easy to get in, and then it's easy to steal data. Number eight, what was COVID-19's global effect on cybercrime? Well, it raised the amount of reported cybercrime by 300% since May 2020. So obviously, people working from home, people, again, probably falling for phishing attacks that had to do with COVID-19, had to do with how they survived the pandemic, had to do with the vaccination, stuff like that resulted in an increase in reported cybercrime. Number nine, what's the frequency of cyber attacks in the U.S.? 39 seconds. Every 39 seconds, some computer in the U.S. is attacked by a cyber criminal. That means over 2,000 U.S. devices are targeted every single day. So bad guys are looking for ways to get in. They're going to find them, and they're going to be effective. Why? Because 95% of people click on a link. That's why. Really, that's why it comes out. And number 10, what's the overall cost of cybercrime in the U.S.? Based on reported losses, it's anywhere between $57 and $100 billion a year. But you can probably expect that in 2022, they are estimating the amount of loss as a result of cybercrime will be roughly $232 billion in 2022. Why? Because someone always clicks the link, 95% of all data breaches caused by human error. And I will say that until I'm blue in the face. And so that, you know, the 10 most common cybersecurity stats that you should know and exactly what they mean. So with that, make sure that you're not clicking on links. As always, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to the Get Cyber Smart podcast. If you have thoughts, comments, suggestions on the podcast, feel free to email me, Darren at cybersmart.com. That email will be in the informational notes for this podcast. If you have thoughts or comments, hit me up. Know that knowledge is protection. If you understand the threats that are targeting you, you can assess your risk. Proceed wisely online. Thanks so much for listening. If you think this podcast is valuable to your undereducated cybersecurity friends, let them know. Have a good week. We'll talk soon.